Hello and welcome to What's Left. This is one of our special episodes, just a short one with me and Andy to recap our Halloween experience.
Yes. Just to let you know, because I think there are some things people should know.
Okay.
This episode is going to be, we're doing this the weekend after Halloween, when we had our costumes and we want to report back on how things went. We're waiting a week because What's Left is in YouTube jail for spreading medical misinformation. We said bad things about the vaccine. Anyhow, where should we start?
I would say that I had fun. I think we had a good time.
Oh, first off, these are the hats we wore.
Yeah, we wore these hats. And then there's a picture of, I was a dollar, he was some coins. And I would say our costumes were a hit. People didn't really know what they were, but they're like, oh, your money. So they got excited about that. I had fun doing it. We gave out $50. Mm-hmm. So 50 kids. And I would say most of the kids were pretty excited about getting dollars. Mm-hmm. There were a few kids who seemed a little disappointed, like that they were just getting money and not candy, until I pointed out that there's a candy inside the dollar bill, then they were okay about it. And I'll just say that I was not completely surprised, but a little disappointed that I'd say none of the adults that we talked to and handed out things, I mean, granted, they're not expecting this, but still had no idea about digital currency and weren't that interested. And even when we say a couple quick things about like why digital currency is problematic and reasons they might not be so thrilled about it, which is something that I will throw out to cashiers and people I interact with in stores. And I often get people being like, oh, I don't want that. Or, oh, I didn't know about that. You know, that there's some recognition of like, oh, that's making me think. But I don't feel like we got much of that from people. Like, we'd be like, well, if the electricity goes out, or they're going to be tracking your purchases, and people are like glazed. I would say the most we got was one person going, oh yeah, I know businesses that don't take cash anymore because they get robbed. And it's like, oh, okay. And we didn't have time to have a further conversation about that situation. And then somebody else said, oh, digital currency, like cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
And Andy was really good about like, well,
it's not the same thing. Yeah.
But they were just kind of like, okay, whatever. Anyway, so I think I came away from it just disappointed that like so few people have any awareness that this is happening. And when you tell them, they're just kind of like, whatever. Who cares? Like, they're just, you know, people are just going with the program. And so it does feel a little discouraging in terms of, putting together some resistance to this.
Yeah. I mean, I would say I agree with Brandy's overall assessment that most people, all people were really confused as what we were talking about. I would say there were a few people who expressed a little more interest in, oh, tell me a little bit more about this, or I'm glad you're handing out this flyer so I can take a look at it.
Did do more of the talking. Yeah. I was often giving the candy to the kids.
Yeah, that was a minority of the people, of the families, but they did exist, which is similar to what my experience has been with tabling and things like that. A minority of the people will want to engage you around it. Brandy's right, though, is most people don't have any idea what's coming do not, in my opinion, are not educationally prepared to know why they need to resist it. And I think particularly like people who are being told like companies should go cashless because they're getting robbed all the time and things like that. So the groundwork has been laid very much to get people to accept this. So it does paint a pretty bleak picture about how ready people are for what's coming, because there is going to be a crisis they're going to use to get this. And so if you put crisis along with the fact that people aren't ready prepared for it, It's
we will be in the minority of those resisting right. it.
Nevertheless, I'm really glad we did it, because I think it's given us some ideas for the future in terms of, like, I think we could do this again next year and see what things are like next year. I think we learned that when we were putting our flyer together, I was like, I don't want too much on it. I'm not necessarily information on it.
Yeah, I was se. Like, we should put some resources, like some links or whatever, yeah. so that people want to find out information.
And I didn't want
to
do that.
And he's like, no, they just need to talk to us. And I was like, okay, I get that. But I think my gut instinct was yeah. correct, because I do think there might, I mean, I think 9 out of 10 people we talked to probably just threw that away and could care less. But if someone was interested, they weren't so interested. Contacting us would be a big ask.
Yeah.
But if there was a link to find out more, and knowing that if they tried to explore it on their own and Googled, you know, or did a search on the internet, they're just going to find mainstream stuff that's like, oh, this is the best thing, and it's going to, you know, be safe and effective for everyone.
And the other thing I would say that I would do differently is, like, I really had prepared myself for passing out candy and passing this to the families that were you know, with the parents who were with the kids and things like that. But there were passersby who said, oh, money, your money, blah, blah, blah. And if I had to do it over again, I would have said, no, we're not just money. We're out here talking about digital currency. Do you know about digital currency? And then just pass them the thing as if we were just doing, like, propaganda stuff on the street. So that would be a thing I would change. And if I would change for next year, is, like, be prepared to tell anyone and everyone, pass something out to them, not just the families that we're passing out candy to, because people are walking around and coming by, and you never know. So that was a live and learn as well.
Yeah, I think we did try and say a few things, like when people are like, you're cash, and it's just like, yeah, we want to keep cash alive, and, you know, but you're right, we yeah. did not give them literature necessarily,
yeah.
although there weren't too many people. Our neighborhood doesn't have a lot of people, but point taken.
Mm-hmm. I would just say that I'm glad we did this, and I think it was the right thing to do. I think there were things to learn from it. We also heard from a person who we know through Workers and Students for Choice, Patty. Who she did a very similar thing.
Yeah, because we blasted out to a bunch yeah. of people that we were doing this, obviously, including our little episode. And so some people got inspired to do it themselves.
Yeah, she did it. And she had like an experience as well. I'm not sure if she reported too much about it.
No, but she only had 10 trick-or-treaters, but she made a really sweet little package.
Yeah.
And
did she have money with hers? Oh, yeah.
She had money and some little chocolate.
Propaganda and chocolate.
And, yeah.
Yeah. So it was great to see that. And maybe next time, you know, for next Halloween, there'll be more people to do it. But clearly there's a lot of work to be done in terms of getting the word out there about another line of attack that's coming our way. So, you know, I think one thing I was heartened by, to be honest, is a lot of times when I do this kind of stuff with people, people always want to try to see the bright side of things and, like, or say, oh, this was great, da 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 da. I'm so glad to be doing this with Brandy because she doesn't do that. She didn't try to sugarcoat anything. Like, when she gave the report to Patty, like, oh, it was kind of like, I'm not saying it was a down report, but it was a real report. It was like, it was actually honestly reporting our experience. And that, I think, is very important to not try to, like,
or waking up.
Yeah. Not try to, like, bullshit people just to make them feel better about the situation. Like, let's just talk about it really as it is, because that tells us the work we have to do. So I was really glad about that.
Oh, why, thank you. But I do feel like at least we planted some seeds, because people, you know, there's all those sayings, like, it takes 7 times to hear something before it, but it's like one of those things where it's just like, oh, then they'll hear about it again. And finally, you know, at a certain point, they'll be like, what is this digital currency thing? Or I've heard about that before, or I have this flyer that I stuck on my fridge, you know, that yeah. I never really read. So hopefully we're making, you know, our little impact.
And I mean, I think that's wrapping up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And last thing, both Eduardo and I are thinking about doing little mini episodes of What's Left. Eduardo was thinking about doing something with Jake. I would like to do something mini episodes with Brandy. So if you like that idea, let us know. and let Brandy know, because sometimes she fights me on doing this, because thinking like she's got nothing to say. No one wants to hear me. I've got nothing to say, which is crazy. But anyway, so let us know if you're interested in that. And even if you don't tell us you're interested, I think I'm still going to make it happen because I'm interested in it. But I would like some evidence to like pull Brandy in a little bit more. So
I like the quick things. Hour and a half episodes.
Yeah, this was a short one too. All right. Well, thank you everyone for watching this episode or mini episode of What's Left. Brandy, thank you very much again.
Absolutely. It was fun. It was good doing it with you. And I'm glad to recap, even though we don't have any like earth shattering news, but you know.
Yeah. So, but
keep it honest.
We'll do it again next year and we'll let you know how it goes then. All right. Bye bye till then.
Bye.